JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
So I'm assuming when you attack oil tankers and set them on fire, that sort of affects the oil price a bit?
Yeah, it's gone up a tad, hasn't it? We talked about it yesterday morning, didn't we? We actually saw Brent crude under $60 yesterday, so I thought we'd better have a look at this. And, of course, I was going to say the price responded to our conversation, Mike, but I didn't expect it to be via oil tankers being bombed in the Gulf of Oman or wherever they are. But so, yes, we have had a little spike up in the oil price overnight, but we want to talk about the fact that we've seen quite a bit of volatility in the oil price recently, which actually these days when you start talking about volatility, it just means the price has gone down. And what you're seeing actually, Mike, is on one sort of big picture level is this macro struggle that we're seeing in financial markets at the moment. That's, you know, you've got interest rates falling around the world due to fears of an economic slowdown. You've got share markets, though, are rallying. They're going up after that weak final quarter of last year, and they're going up on the back of those lower interest rates. But that's flying in the face of the concerns about lower growth, you know, lower economic momentum. Now, oil is actually falling victim to those slowdown concerns as well. But, I mean, let's take some of the hyperbole out of the media headlines. I mean, yesterday we saw oil plunging. The reality is that, what is it now, $61.33. It has fallen from being briefly over 75 bucks in April. But let's not forget it was US $50 in December last year. However, at one point yesterday, it was close to being 20% off those April highs, which is almost a technical bear market. But so look, I think it's fair to say the price has slumped in the last 2 weeks, and we'll see whether or not these issues that they're having in the Gulf of Oman actually do give us a material rise in the price. But, I mean, we had the U.S. Energy, the EIA, the Energy Information Administration. They've been reporting increased inventories in U.S. oil. So U.S. stockpiles increased by 2.2 million barrels last week. And I think the expectation is that those stockpiles would have reduced. So that was a bit of a surprise. But they also said that global demand in 2019 will be lower than previously expected. And of course, underlying all of these concerns, those concerns over supply and demand, is this deceleration in global growth. And we're getting weak manufacturing numbers, global freight volumes are down considerably. Look, it's a bit of a negative symbol for share markets, Mike, but obviously from a household finance point of view, lower prices, who doesn't like that?
Cheaper the better. What about the tourism? I sort of like the tourism numbers yesterday. They're keeping on to a degree, aren't they?
They are, but there's one little issue I want to talk about. So it's Friday, Mike, so I want to take some liberties here. I want to make an observation that's not necessarily headline-driven. Call it AK's Insights for Friday, and that's quite Trump-esque, isn't it, talking about yourself in the third person? But let's do it anyway. Look, we've got two pillars that hold up the New Zealand economy right at the moment, agriculture and tourism. In those migration numbers released yesterday, you also get data on short-term visitor arrivals, essentially tourism numbers. And we ran out of time to look at that yesterday, but I couldn't help noticing the tourism numbers released in Australia this week as well. And one aspect of our numbers is the fall in visitors from China. Now, we had a bit of a surge last year. I think it was a conference in Queenstown that was associated with Amway, and there was several thousand Amway reps floating around. But even allowing for that, there is a fall in visitors from China. The thing is, this is reflected in the Australian figures as well. The Chinese tourist boom to Australia peaked a year ago, and on a seasonally adjusted basis, the Australian Bureau of Statistics showed short-term visitors from mainland China have edged lower now in Australia for 9 consecutive months. Now, the reason I highlight this, Mike, is that the Chinese inbound market has been a key source of growth for our local market. 2015, just on 300,000 visitors. Last year, 424,000. I mean, that's a substantial increase. It's part of the real growth we've seen in tourism. Now, I acknowledge the Australian tourist market is by far and above the most important element, but definitely worth keeping an eye on this. Definitely worth keeping an eye.
Good on you. Nice flag. What are the numbers?
26,069, up 64 points on the Dow Jones. That's 0.25%. The S&P 500, 2,891. They're up 11 points. And the NASDAQ up 35 points. It's just under 0.5%, 7,828. So looking good there. The FTSE 100, barely unchanged yesterday, 7,368. The Nikkei down 98, 21,032, and the Shanghai Composite up 1,2910. The ASX 200, they lost one yesterday, so barely no move there, 6,542. We gained 18 on the NZX 50, 10,223. One New Zealand dollar on wholesale markets will buy you 0.6571 US, 0.9502 Aussie, 0.5825 Euro, 0.5181 quid, 71.20 yen, gold trading at $1,342.25, and Brent crude, as I said, US dollars, $61.13 now.
Love your work. You have a good weekend. See you Monday. Look forward to it. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, here and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.